Stephen Stepchinski, who leads our Asia energy coverage, joining us now. Stephen, let's talk about what is happening in the Strait of Hormuz right now. I'm looking at various ships that look like they're getting ready to move, but I'm assuming that they need the green light from these talks that are taking place in Islamabad to actually make that move. Update us. What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, the update is not a whole lot is happening. The ships remain stuck. There are over 800 ships in the Persian Gulf. There are some that we're kind of keeping a close eye on, two Chinese tankers. Some ships owned by Japan's MOL appear to be getting closer. But overall, there really isn't any meaningful movement through the strait. I think there are a lot of questions as to how you're supposed to traverse the strait. Conflicting messages between the White House and Tehran. The White House says that the strait is supposed to be open with the ceasefire and that Iran should be allowing the ships to go through. Iran, meanwhile, says that there should be a toll involved in the payment. Do ships want to pay that? How do they pay that? What's the order that they go in? And who's willing to make that journey? Because at the same time, it's just not a matter of the strait being open. It's also a matter of the ship owner being comfortable, the crew being comfortable, the insurer being comfortable to go through there as well. So while this ceasefire is supposed to mean an opening of the strait, when you look at the actual traffic right here on the map, all that blue are ships doing a whole lot of nothing. So it doesn't appear that it's open. And as ADNOC's CEO said yesterday, Hormuz is closed.